food to get the kids to pick the same foods they would choose on their own. 4. Maximize the sales of the items from the suppliers that are willing to offer the largest bribes. And 5. Maximize profits. Period. Option 1 has obvious appeal, yet it does seem a bit intrusive, even paternalistic. But the alternatives are worse. Option 2, arranging the food at random, could be considered fair-minded and principled, and it is in one sense neutral. But if the orders are randomized across schools, then the children at some schools will have less healthy diets than those at other schools. Is this desirable? Should Carolyn choose that kind of neutrality, if she can easily make most students better off, in part by improving their health? Option 3 might seem to be an honorable attempt to avoid intrusion. Try to mimic what the children would choose for themselves. Maybe that is really the neutral choice, and maybe Carolyn should neutrally follow people's wishes, at least where she is dealing with older students. But a little thought reveals that this is a difficult option to implement. Adam's experiment proves that what kids choose depends on the order in which the items are displayed. What then are the true preferences of the